I found most successful people have at least one, but usually a number of guiding principles, things like phrases or ideas by which they live and by which they work. To help you develop or add to your guiding principles, in today's show, I've rounded up a number of philosophies or thoughts that I'm going to discuss with Mark Creedon, founder of Business Accelerator Mastermind, in our monthly Build a Business, Not a Job podcast. But clearly, what we're going to discuss today isn't just for business people or entrepreneurs. This discussion will be relevant for you if you're looking for more success in any area of your life. But before we get into the main show, I'd like to share a philosophy of Steve Jobs, the late co-founder of Apple. Jobs said, "You can't connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backwards. So you've got to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future." Now that's an interesting philosophy, isn't it? Think about it, if that's how you live your life, you can imagine that you've got to try all sorts of challenges, do things others wouldn't. Because most people aren't prepared to take a leap of faith. Most people aren't prepared to move forward, whether it's in property investment, in relationships, in business, or in any other area of their life. Most people aren't prepared to move forward until they've got a level of certainty. So imagine how different you'd be living your life if you had that sort of philosophy. Another interesting philosophy comes from Michael Jordan, who famously said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I've missed it. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed." Well, in today's show, you'll hear Mark Creedon and me talk about failure and how the way you think about that will make a huge difference in how you approach all areas of your life. So, welcome to today's show.
Welcome to the Michael Yardney Podcast, where twice each week you will learn a number of new ideas regarding success, property investment, and money in around 30 minutes. Our show is brought to you by Metropole, who specialize in helping you grow, protect, and pass on your wealth through strategic property and wealth advice. Now, here's your host, Michael Yardney, Australia's authority in wealth creation through property, who has been voted one of Australia's top 50 most influential thought leaders.
You don't have to look far on the internet to find blogs about the philosophies that successful people live by. Now, I enjoy reading those blogs. I enjoy learning what drives successful people. Now, interestingly, I found some of the best lessons I've learned are simple ones, but yet I'm a voracious learner and I've learned something new most days. In fact, if I haven't learned something by lunchtime, I feel I'm having a bad day. So in preparation for today's podcast, I searched the internet for a number of simple philosophies, things that could change your life, and I plan to unpack these with Mark Creedon, founder and CEO of Business Accelerator Mastermind. And I really hope you're going to benefit, because these aren't just for business people, but for entrepreneurs, property investors, for everyone. So welcome, Mark.
Hello, Michael. Always good to be here.
Well, Mark, I found a couple of philosophies that I'd like to discuss with you. And the first one is a concept that I think we should all agree with: take responsibility for your world.
Yeah, Michael, shouldn't we all? It's the concept of internal versus external locus of control. I mean, how many times do you see people talk about that, you know, things would be better if somebody else did something or if the conditions outside were different? And I was thinking about this morning, actually. You know, I reckon a really good example is that last year we were all saying, oh, things will just be so much better in 2021. You know, we can't wait for the new year and for, you know, COVID to end. But the reality is it hasn't. I mean, we're very lucky here in Australia, but around the world, COVID hasn't ended. So you actually have to take responsibility for what's going on for you. You have to attract the right things to you as opposed to expecting the world or somebody else to take care of those factors.
Now, talking about attracting things, some people believe in the law of attraction. I'm not totally sure I agree with it, but I believe that you are responsible for your world. You are responsible for your actions. And if you feel that you are and you're in control, you're the pilot of your life, rather than just a passenger being dragged along by all that's happening, you're going to be much more comfortable. I think the other important thing to remember is that what you're doing today is a reflection of what you did a while ago. So that's really a way that you can understand that you are responsible for your world. Some people are listening to this podcast today because they looked on Apple iTunes and found something and made a decision to subscribe. Some people are clients of Metropole because 5 years ago they read a blog and subscribed to that, or their clients for Business Accelerator Mastermind because they heard you and I talk. So things we did 2 years ago, 3 years ago, a week ago, now coming into the world today. It's a world of cause and effect.
Yeah, very much so, very much so. And I guess, Michael, perhaps that's a nice little segue to, I know the next one that you found, which is around, it's not just what you see or what you hear today, but it's then what you do today or tomorrow that leads to being able to, you know, move to the next stage.
Yes, Carl Jung said, you are what you do, not what you say you'll do. So don't make excuses. Take action, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, Michael, you know, action creates momentum. Momentum matters. I always think that one of the things we often say in Mastermind is that, you know, a plan without actually taking action, it's just a wish, isn't it? It's just a hope or a dream. And I remember I did a course with Kurik Ashley a number of years ago, and one of the quotes that I got out of Kurik that I use all the time is that the fortune is in the follow through.
Mm. Yes, very much so. So you can't just make a plan and think it's going to happen. That's just in your head. That's really just a dream, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So I mean, it's good to have plans, and we all plan, and you need to know which direction you're heading in. But you have to do so much more than that. You then actually have to take action, or you're just staying in the realms of theory. You're not really living in the real world then.
Sure. So as we're looking at some philosophies that could change your life that I know have affected the way I run my life, another one that I heard somebody many years ago, I think it was Jim Rohn, I'm not sure, told me that you're the sum of the five people who you spend the most amount of time with. And I couldn't agree more.
I remember reading that, and I think it was Jim Rohn, but it didn't really resonate with me until I actually heard it from you. And I heard it from you at Wealth Retreat, of all places, and it really resonated with me. And what it forced me to do is just have a look around at the people that I was surrounding myself with. It didn't mean that suddenly I stopped being friends with people or I discarded people, but I became a lot more careful about the amount of time that I spent. Michael, I know there's some research, and I think it was a Harvard study that said, you know, if your friend is happy, then your chances of being happy increase by something like 15%. But it goes on from there, you know, if your friend's friend is happy, then that increases your chance by 10%, and your friend's friend is happy, and on it goes. So it's really interesting that you can increase your odds of being happy or of being successful or of avoiding, you know, depression, et cetera, by being around people that are already in that positive state.
Yeah, but Mark, it also works in a negative sense. If your friends become obese, the chances of you becoming obese increase. If your friends smoke, you're more likely to be smoking. It works with negative habits as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you know, the other thing, and I discovered this many, many years ago, Michael, is that, you know, I thought that if I was around negative people that I could actually bring them out, or that I could help them to rise up. But invariably what happens is it's the other way around. So I find that often if you're around lots of negative people, suddenly you start having these negative thoughts and negative aspects coming into your life. So it's more like they bring you down to their level than you bringing them up, unfortunately.
So as we work through a number of simple philosophies that could change your life, I think one you've got to bear in mind is you are the company you keep. That doesn't mean you dump all your old friends, but be careful who you surround yourself with and who you listen to. I think another important philosophy is that you've got to be realistic. You've got to embrace your limitations. I know one of my strengths is creating and coming up with ideas and implementing them, or creating blogs or podcasts. However, I know I'm not in my flow when I do a whole lot of other tasks. So I've just learned I'm a big picture person. But sure, when I need to, I can get into detail, but it's not my flow. So I do things that I'm good at doing. And in my business and in our partnership, I allow other people to do things that they're good doing. So understand your limitations and work within them.
I think you use the term not just understanding limitations, but actually embracing them. You know, you talk about strengths. I like to think one of my greatest strengths is that I know my weaknesses. And so what I do is I try to compensate for them. I try to work on them, because there are times that when, although you're a big picture person, there are times you still need to get into the detail. There are times you think that you do need to do things that aren't completely in your flow. But I think it's like the 80-20 rule. If you can spend 80% of your time in your flow, if you can spend 80% of your time, you know, focusing on the areas that are your strengths, and only 20% of your time in those weaker areas, and just delegate the rest, get rid of them, get somebody else to do them, you're going to advance much faster. And you know what? It's going to be a whole lot easier as well.
It is, and it's much more fun. Now, I know I'm in the position that I can delegate, so some people find that a little bit difficult if they're an employee rather than the boss. But I've just learned that trying to change fundamental aspects of my personality is like swimming upriver. You exert a tremendous effort. You don't make much progress. So I've found that instead of trying to change these aspects of myself, I surround myself with other people who are better at various aspects of my business or what I do than me. I bet you come across that a bit, though, in Business Accelerator Mastermind, that people aren't prepared to let go. They feel they've got to still keep doing it all.
Yeah, it's probably the number one thing that holds people back. So we see people who are already very successful, but the thing that's holding them back from moving to that next level, or in fact, Michael, to step away from just having a job as opposed to a business, it might be a very successful and very well-paying job, is that fear of letting go. And you mentioned before that some people may not be able to delegate. I was having a conversation with a mastermind client yesterday, and we were talking about that very point about delegation. And it was really easy to show her a couple of things that she could delegate very quickly, even though she came into the conversation with, there's nothing I can delegate. So sometimes it's a wood for the trees thing. If you get into your flow and you get people around you who can give you that advice, delegating becomes much easier than you might first think it is.
Okay, well, as we look at a few more simple philosophies that could change your life, I think an important one to remember is the race is only with yourself. Don't waste your time comparing yourself to others. Social media, in particular nowadays, tends to make you compare life with other so-called successful people. But remember, all you're seeing is the highlight reels, like, you know, in the movies. You don't see all the bits on the cutting room floor that the editors have left out, Mark.
Yeah, Michael, that's a great saying because, and you know, something came to mind on this just the other day when I read that Bill and Melinda Gates were getting divorced. So you can have a look at somebody else's life and you can think it's perfect and they're multi-billionaires and everything's going on. But the reality is for them in their personal life, clearly it wasn't perfect. So I think just comparing yourself to others all the time is exhausting. Michael, you know my love of poetry. There's a great poem that was written by Dale Wembro called The Man in the Glass. And the last paragraph of it actually says, you may fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats on your back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you've cheated the man in the glass. So I think sometimes it's a matter of just looking at you and what you're achieving and stop comparing yourself to those around you.
Well, if I compare myself to those around me, you just said that off the top of your head. I couldn't have even remembered the first sentence. So I'm very impressed, but I'm not jealous and I'm not comparing myself with you because there's things you do better than me, I do better than you, and that doesn't matter. So the philosophy that I'm suggesting people consider is don't compare yourself to others. The only race is with yourself. Just be better than you were yesterday. Learn something new. Keep improving. Now, another philosophy to think about is don't stop when you're tired, stop when you're done. Mark, you deal with entrepreneurs and business people all day as in your role as coach to some very successful business people and entrepreneurs. I bet this is something that you encourage them to do.
Well, it's something that we encourage them to do, but it's something that we see that those people who are just that have that little edge in business, those people who are a little bit further advanced, that are a little more successful, if I was to pick kind of one or two differences, you know, one we've already spoken about is the fact that they're prepared to let go. But the second thing is that they don't stop when they're tired, they stop when they're done. Or I think it's a great quote, might have come from Michael Jordan, which is, you know, don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. Mm. And something Michael,
I think he got that one from Jim Rohn as well, Mark.
Oh, did he? There we go. Okay. Yeah. So something Michael, you and I talk about, even we talk about sometimes with team members and we look at, you know, their performance and we say, well, you know, you and I wouldn't have gone home until we'd made that sale or until we had reached that quota or until we had got that job done. And I think it's a great divide between those who are really looking to chase success and move to the next level is they don't stop when they're tired and it just gets done because it has to and because that's what you want to achieve.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I'm sure that's one of the things that's helped me succeed over the years. I'm persistent. Doesn't matter if I'm exhausted or if I've put in enough hours in the day. I don't stop till I get things done because the moment you stop is the day that you fail. But as long as you keep chugging along, eventually you are going to accomplish your goals. But others clock on, clock off. They have other priorities. I think the other thing is that people feel that they've just got too much to do. But if you think about it, you never get everything done. There's always going to be things on your to-do list, isn't there?
Oh, there is. And you know, it's a saying that you and I talk about all the time. If everything's important, then nothing's important. If everything's urgent, then nothing's urgent. So, you know, one of the things that we do a lot in the work in Mastermind, of course, is to help clients to understand priorities. Once you've got those priorities and you are persistent with the things that really matter and you understand the highest and best use of your time, I think that whole process becomes so much easier, Michael.
Well, following on from that particular philosophy, don't stop when you're tired, stop when you're done, is the next philosophy I'd like to quickly discuss, which is commit to whatever it takes to succeed. Now, of course, there's got to be some disclaimer there. You don't do it if you harm others or if it's wrong or illegal or immoral, but commit to do whatever it takes to succeed, Mark.
Yeah, it's something that we see those who, and it's very closely linked to the last one of, you know, don't stop when you're tired, stop when you're done. But those who are succeeding in business, in life, in property investment, you know, they're just committed to a course of action and they don't let, you know, roadblocks get in the way. You know, I think what's the old saying, Michael, you know, those who say it can't be done should get out of the way of those who are doing it. The other thing too is, you know, that we have a little bit of an association with some former SAS soldiers here in Australia. And, you know, I mean, the SAS motto is who dares wins. And I really like that because I think it's the epitome of this very point we're talking about, Michael.
I also like the concept that there's people who along the way are going to tell you it can't be done, it won't be done, you're not going to succeed. So the best way of getting back at them is showing them that you can succeed and that you have done it. Now, as I was looking through the various philosophies I'd like to discuss with you, I found this interesting quote. I like it. Honesty is a very expensive gift. Don't expect it from cheap people.
Yeah. The thing that we find is that you know, as an entrepreneur, as a business person, you're going to look to other people for feedback and advice. But the thing that I think that you and I both know is that not all advice is equal, Michael. You know, some people give better advice than others. And really, the best advice you can get is the truth. And I know you have often referred to me as your unreasonable friend because I'm very happy to tell you what I see is the truth. And sometimes even if it's not really what you want to hear, and you do the same for me.
Well, I guess that's part of what you do in your role as a business coach. I mean, you started over a decade ago as my business coach, and now you've become my friend and also my business partner. But that's part of your role in what you do with clients at Business Accelerator Mastermind.
Yeah, it is. It is to be their unreasonable friend and to tell them the things that they may not want to hear. But largely, they don't want to hear it. It's just because it's a bit of a blind spot for them. If you're looking for advice, A, be prepared to pay for it. Be prepared and go looking for honest advice. There's no sense in living your life being surrounded by acolytes who just tell you what you want to hear. And you and I have both seen people do that. And we both know that they've paid a price in terms of either lack of success or financial loss by doing so.
Well, a few times throughout that chat so far, we've talked about your role as a business coach. We've talked about Business Accelerator Mastermind. So I've got a number of other philosophies I really want to have a chat with you about. But before we do that, maybe you could explain what you do in your day job so some people understand. I think most people know what I'm up to. What about you?
Oh, Michael, we run Business Accelerator Mastermind, which is a business coaching program. And really what it's designed to do is to show business owners and professionals how to build a business and not a job by helping them to maximize their time, have the very best team around them, and set targets they can achieve by using those first two strategies. So it is a business coaching program, which is partly one-on-one with me. They get to spend lots of time with me. We get to spend time together, as you know, with you. And then they get the advantage of the collective momentum and the shared wisdom of the whole group within Mastermind as well.
Sure. So some of that's online in particular, but three times a year we get together for intensives. And I know a couple of weeks ago we spent it on the Gold Coast. It was really good. And you could actually see the energy in the room when people were in a room of other business people who got them, who understood. So a part of it is being part of a community, part of a tribe that shares experiences, both positive and their little failures along the way.
Yeah, that's one of the things I do love about the tribe, as we call our mastermind members, Michael, is that you can be sitting in a room, either in a room in an intensive or on a Zoom session on one of our webinars, and you'll get the wisdom and advice from someone who's been there and done it. And everybody's so happy to share. And as you say, they don't just share their wins. So it's not a, you know, we have a sort of a no superhero policy. So it's not just that they boast about their wins, but they also share the mistakes they've made, designed so that everybody else in the group can learn from that, so that they don't have to go through the same mistakes themselves.
It's interesting to see how people at that level are prepared to share, are prepared to open up. So if you want to find out more about Business Accelerator Mastermind, go to Metropole Mastermind. There'll be a link in the show notes. But why not have a chat with Mark to see if he could help you? You'd be happy for people to do that, wouldn't you?
Michael, I'd love to.
So who would be the right person to give you a call to click on the link to find out whether they could be helped by Business Accelerator Mastermind?
Sure. So somebody who's already in either a service business or in a professional practice, who feels that the business just relies on them. So I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, Michael, who wants to join Mastermind, and I asked them this question: how much time could you step away from your professional practice for? And the answer was probably 3 to 5 days, absolute maximum. So if that's you, if you feel you can't step away from your business or from your professional practice for more than 3 to 5 days, and you'd really like to know how our clients are stepping out for 6 to 8 weeks a year and sometimes more, then they're the sort of people I'd love to have a chat with.
So go to metropolemastermind.com.au, and just for complete openness and declaration, I'm your business partner in that business, but you've also been my business coach for a long time, and you've got me to the position where I can and do step away for long periods of time and my business runs nicely. Now, let's go through a couple of more philosophies, and one that I think will make people comfortable is that behind every successful person, there are a lot of unsuccessful years. When people look at what I've accomplished, most of the time they feel I've done it over the last few years because they've suddenly gotten to know me, but they've forgotten to realize that I've been an entrepreneur for quite a number of decades. And during that time, I've had some successes, I've had some failures, some business ones, some personal ones. And every time I've just gotten up one more time and I've done it again.
You're just lucky, Michael, and you've just always fallen on your feet and been lucky. There's been no hard work involved. The interesting thing is that, you know, I've got a good mate who's got a very successful business, and he always says, it took me 20 years to be an overnight success. And which is what you're saying. People might look at you and think, oh, you know, Michael's very lucky and Michael's not had to work hard. And yet, you know, we both know you have. You've worked hard. It's taken, as you say, many decades. You've enjoyed the successes, but geez, you've had some failures along the way as well. And I think that's really, most entrepreneurs don't actually strike it rich with their first startup. They actually need to fail before they succeed. And so I think that it's a little bit like the old saying, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up that counts. And that's entrepreneurship. That truly is entrepreneurship. It's about, if you fail, that's good. Let's learn from the failure. Let's learn from the mistakes. And then let's push forward. And of course, if you can stand on the shoulders of others to see what might be coming and see that little bit further ahead, then life becomes so much easier again, Michael.
Sure. You talked about luck, and I believe I have been lucky, but I see two sorts of luck. There's random luck. There's random good luck. I've never won the lottery. There's random bad luck, and I think that's happened to me occasionally. But there's also the luck that you create for yourself by doing the right things, by being the right person, by having the right mindset. So when the opportunities come, you actually take advantage of them, Mark.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. I mean, you know, when you put on a suit coat, say a winter coat that you haven't, and you reach into the inside pocket and there's a $20 note in there or something, and how good's that? That's really lucky. But the other luck is that luck that you create, and that comes about, in fact, from all of the philosophies we've spoken about, Michael. It comes about from taking action, from not giving up when you're tired, but giving up, you know, but stopping when it's done. All of those philosophies we've spoken about so far go together to create the luck that you make as opposed to the luck that you stumble across.
Now, I know one of the philosophies I live by is live in such a way that if somebody spoke badly about you, no one would believe it. Look, businesses come and go and times change, but there's one thing that you've got to protect in today's world, well, you always had to anyway, and that's your reputation. That's important in business, but also for your own self-respect, Mark.
Yeah, it is, Michael. I mean, you know, we often talk about treating your reputation as if it was more valuable than gold, because once it's gone, it's so very, very hard to get back. We were talking before about taking action and making decisions, and I think it's in those moments, there's those moments when a decision needs to be made. If you can think about your own core values, your integrity, and then the beliefs that you have, and make those decisions that always have that thing in mind. My father used to say, when I was much younger, as a teenager, he used to say, if you're thinking about whether you should do something, just ask yourself this question: would I do it if the old man was here? And that's sort of something that I've kind of carried on for my life, is to think about, if I'm going to do something, would I do it if, and if it's going to maintain or improve my reputation, or will it damage it? And I think that's a really good compass to work by.
So your reputation is really what people say about you when you're not there. And how do they understand what to say? It's by the things you say, by the things you do. So help others out. Don't speak badly of others. That's really interesting. If people gossip to me about somebody, I know if anything I say to them, they're going to pass on to others as well. So I know at Metropole, we've got a no gossip policy. We've got a no speaking badly about other people policy. They're not allowed to do that in our house.
Yeah, it's really important. It's one of the things we talk about for business as well. You should never, ever speak badly about your clients. Michael, I had a friend a number of years ago.
Are you competitors?
Well, you shouldn't. Well, I don't think the reality is, if what you're doing, we're talking about negative and positive energy. If all you're doing is running around and bad-mouthing other people, then you're just bringing a whole bunch of negative energy into you anyway. I had a friend a number of years ago, and she was a dear friend, but she used to say, look, I shouldn't tell you this about someone else, but I'll tell you. And I remember thinking, wow, if you're saying that about them, I wonder what you're telling them. So I then became very careful about what I shared with her, and really only shared something that I was comfortable, that I knew that it was going to be passed on. So yeah, I think you've got to be very careful about that.
Yes, you do. Okay, a couple of other philosophies that, if you embrace them, could change your life, make life happier, make life easier. One is the thought that just because you're struggling doesn't mean you're a failure. Every success comes with some kind of struggle. Nothing worthwhile is easy. So don't expect your property investment, your entrepreneurial career, your business, your professional practice expansion to be easy. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, something that I know we often say is that if it was easy, Michael, everybody would be doing it. So it's not meant to be easy. And in fact, I believe, and we spoke a little bit about this earlier, but I believe that failing is a really important and integral part of success. Mm-hmm. Now, you and I both know people who were successful, had never failed, and therefore fell into that trap of thinking they never could. And ultimately that undid certain levels of their success. But yeah, I see that with people, that they feel because they're struggling, because it's hard, that means they're failing. The reality is, because it's hard and you're pushing on and you just keep working toward the goal you set, you just keep taking step after step after step, then that struggle will become easier, but it means that you are moving forward. And so you're not failing, but every step you take, you're actually succeeding more, Michael.
Yes, that makes sense. So when you're struggling, remember that. Don't give up. Keep pushing forward until you see the light at the end of the tunnel. And as we work through, I think it was about 11 philosophies that could change your life. The last one I think is very important, it is to me, and that's giving back. I remember reading Pablo Picasso said, the meaning of life is to find your gift, but the purpose of life is to give it away. It's a great philosophy because I feel happiness doesn't result just from what we get, but also from what we give. So I believe when I've now become successful financially, entrepreneurially, built a successful national business, it's part of my role to help other people up the rung as well. And that's why we do this podcast. That's why I've got the daily blogs. That's why I've got the YouTube channels and the Facebook posts to help people. Pam and I were watching, it was an ad on TV for the Smith family. Mark, it was a picture of a little girl going to school in gumboots because she didn't have the right shoes. And it tugged at our hearts. She couldn't actually go on a school excursion. So we quickly went online and gave a very substantial donation. In fact, we sponsored a number of children, which I thought was a nice way of doing things. So we don't only do it financially, but I think there's other ways that you can do it if you can't do it financially, to give back to the community.
Yeah, 100%. And That's one of the things I really like about Picasso's quote, because maybe your gift is finance, maybe your gift is money, maybe your gift is knowledge, maybe it's strength, maybe it's time. And Michael, I think that you and I both, we do all of that. I mean, we certainly donate financially, but we donate our time. We help people with our own expertise. And we give freely of that. And I think it's one of those things that I always feel better. And I put my head on my pillow at night and go, do you know, I think I've just made a little bit of a difference today. And that gives me then the motivation and the impetus to get up and get going the next day, knowing that I've, you know, it's the old saying, I'd like to leave the world a slightly better place than when I came. And I think that's a great thing that you should work toward. And it's a great philosophy to live life by.
I think that's a great way to end this particular chat of a number of philosophies to help your life, to leave the world as a better place. So just to quickly recap them, take responsibility for your world. Don't blame others. The second philosophy was don't make excuses. Take action. The third one was, you're the company you keep, so make sure you hang around the right sort of people, positive people, not negative people. We also talked about embracing your limitations, and you and I had a bit of a chat about the understanding that the race is only with yourself. Don't compare yourself to others. We mentioned don't stop when you're tired, stop when you're done. Commit to do whatever it takes to succeed. Honesty is an expensive gift. Don't expect it from cheap people. We also reminded our listeners that behind every successful person, there's years of unsuccessful endeavors. Live life as if somebody spoke badly about you, they wouldn't believe it. In other words, be careful with your reputation. And just because you're struggling doesn't mean you're failing. And the last one, of course, is the importance of contribution and giving back. I think we discussed some great philosophies today, Mark. And so look forward to once again getting back to you with you for our monthly Build a Business, Not a Job podcast real soon.
Yeah, it's always enjoyable, Michael.
Thanks, Mark. I hope you enjoyed my chat with Mark Creedon. Now, it's a bit different from the regular property and finance and tax shows, but once a month we do these Build a Business, Not a Job podcasts, and I enjoyed talking about some simple philosophies that could change your life, because I know the way I think has changed mine. Now, if you got some benefit from this and you know somebody else who'd get some benefit, please tell them about the Michael Yardley podcast. That'd be great. Or you can tell the world by leaving a review. Now, if you enjoyed this, I've got another way of you getting some more ideas and philosophies too. I've got a bonus for you as a way of my saying thank you for listening to this podcast. Go to www.podcastbonus.com.au. I'll leave a link in the show notes, but podcastbonus.com.au, and you can get a heap of reports and ebooks from me and some other experts about property, money, finance, and success. Now, if you'd like to catch up with me in between these twice a week shows, you can just search for Michael Yardley on social media. And I've got a private Facebook group where every day I leave some exclusive information for the people who want to get this insider knowledge. Just look on Facebook for the Property Update private Facebook group, and I look forward to connecting with you. I'll be back again real soon. In the meantime, have a great week. Make it a great week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Michael Yardney podcast, which was brought to you by Metropole, who help their clients grow, protect, and pass on their wealth through strategic property and wealth advice. If you like what you heard and don't already subscribe, you'll find us on iTunes or on your favorite Android app as the Michael Yardney Podcast. Watch out for our next show, which comes to you twice a week, and you'll learn some new ideas about property investment, success, and money in around 30 minutes. To get more of Michael's thoughts, go across to www.propertyupdate.com.au and sign up for his daily morning briefing, and you'll hear from not only Michael, but a group of leading property success and money experts. And just a reminder that the information you heard in this show today is general educational advice and not specific investment advice, as we don't know your personal circumstances. If you're looking for specific advice, why not ask the team at Metropole to help you?